Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper here with you. Talking BYU basketball head coach search. Now you wonder, and keep in mind, for all of the coverage of this coaching search, download the KSL Sports app and go to kslsports.com. So when you size up this search and the key pillars for success, you know, Tom Homo, as we discussed in the previous segment, he said that BYU is in a position of strength going forward. And I believe that can be true. I do. We know the issues with NIL. Mark Pope even acknowledged it. He spent 40% of his time fundraising for NIL. That's what he claimed. Said NIL moved a little bit slower at BYU. But still, BYU is a place that can be unique, and they can be against the grain in a tough, rugged Big 12 conference. I think you've got to have an identity. You've got to lean into that identity for the next coach. Another key pillar for this next coach, you've got to develop. BYU is never going to be the place that gets the polished product that's ready to go day one at the college level. And look, that doesn't necessarily guarantee success in college anymore. Getting the young guys, that was the issue facing Kentucky. John Calipari was getting all these heralded five stars that go on to win nothing at Kentucky, but they get $100 million deals in the NBA, and that was what he deemed a success, being Calipari. College basketball now is about being old and being physical. You're playing mature teams now. And look, BYU should be among the maturest of the group, the most maturity, right? And they did not have that physicality at times last season. You've got to be physical, but you got to develop. And you've got to have, year after year, that identity that emphasizes to players, they got to be part of this. They're at their best being part of this identity and maintaining the roster. Because the fear going forward is that you get a new head coach, and in that first year you have struggles and players bail again, and then you got to reset the roster again. That is very possible. That is not out of the realm of possibility anymore in college basketball, where year after year you're having to reset. But you can retain it, BYU. It's possible. There's enough in that NIL collective to retain. And BYU has got a lot going for it that they can be better than what they've been. Look, Mark Pope never won a conference title. Mark Pope didn't win an NCAA tournament. He was a dang good coach. But was it suddenly, you know, BYU just arrived and did everything that they dreamed of? No. There's still a lot more to be had. And the next coach maybe could take it to a higher level. They just don't have the glamorous resumes right now that tell you, that scream right in your face, oh yeah, that is going to work. But honestly, what head coach ever do you know in these coaching carousels is a bona fide lock to work? There's been so many coaches over the years where I thought, oh yeah, that's going to be just so good. That coach is going to be a perfect fit. I remember when I thought Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, oh yeah, he's going to lead Texas A&M to a national title. Didn't work. Nothing is guaranteed in college sports. And just because a coach doesn't have a glamorous resume right now doesn't mean they can't turn into something special. But that next coach has got to have an identity at BYU. It is vital for them to have something that they can hang their hat on going forward, because if they just kind of wander in the wilderness year after year and they don't have a style of play that stands out in this Big 12, they will flounder. And they will be a team that's middle of the road, bottom tier of this league. And look, middle of the road in the Big 12 is still good enough to go dance in most years. But you want more as a BYU fan than just simply getting to the dance as a sixth seed and getting thumped by America's sweetheart, Duquesne. You want more than that. And the next coach has got the challenge to try to do that, and he's got some pieces if they can get this coaching hire done in a timely manner, that they can retain this roster and get to work on pursuing prospects in the portal and supplementing this roster and maybe getting back to the dance next season. It's not unthinkable. I think fans get so kind of nervous by the uncertainty, by not having a coach in place, because right now, no one is advocating for BYU. No one's in that building on the recruiting trail advocating for BYU hoops. The dead period just ended. There's no one on the trail going to bat for the BYU basketball brand right now because they don't have a coach. And look, high school recruiting's different at BYU. It's not as critical as, say, Kentucky or these other SEC schools. But it's still a thing when it comes to developing relationships. And also the portal recruiting is always going right now. And no one's going to bat for BYU. That's tough. Because players are going to start making their commitments and the options are going to dwindle. You've got to get a coach in place. You cannot waste time. So time is of the essence for BYU as they move forward in this coaching search. We'll break it down a little bit further in depth, who I believe should be the head coach for BYU going forward. I'll share that next here on Cougar Sports Saturday.